Welcome to this episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid. The Trump case is wrapping up and President Trump is about to receive an imminent victory. We're going to break down Costello crushing Cohen and Mershon going crazy in the courtroom yesterday. The fireworks were flying. We have all the latest. And Biden and RFK cannibalizing each other's vote. We're going to give you some polling updates and what's going on. And the vice presidential sweepstakes is heating up. We're going to show you some of the posturing going on right now in the GOP. People trying to angle for the position and more. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Tuned Up Tuesday edition of the broadcast today. It is heating up outside, and that's why you see me right now with the summer wardrobe we're breaking out right now. So get those thumbs hot. Boom, you need to rumble this video. Thumbs up on the browser, thumbs up on the mobile app. You tap it, you share it, you hit it, you spread it all around, then you get us to the top of the leaderboards. It's the only place that we belong. All right, so we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be doing. Let's go. Everybody, I'm Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York on this Tuesday, May 21st, and I am joined in studio by the one and only. He is the most bass producer in the game. He didn't quite get the memo yet about the summer attire, but we're working on it. We're working on it. Producer Frankie, how you doing?
I thought a t-shirt's good enough. Summer attire, right? It's because it's black.
All right, Frankie. You know, I know. Yeah,
I have a friend here.
We're going for the light colors today.
Yes.
You know, but oh yes, I was just about to say it. We have associate producer Lola in the house,
and she's hiding. Of course.
Let's
there
go.
She is. I told
Lola!
You guys, I would not let you down.
Amazing. Yes. See, we always are men of our word on this show. And Lola, you know, Lola decided to show up for work. It's a great thing. And Lola's not even sleeping today, which is a rarity. So we appreciate Lola being awake. And we appreciate everybody being awake this morning on the broadcast, joining us. And we have a big show for you today. I mean, yesterday truly was a wild day, both in and outside the courtroom. We're going to give you the full breakdown, everything that transpired, because we were following it every step of the way yesterday. But just to start off here, the scenes that have developed in New York City over the last couple of days are nothing short of historic. While the system continues to break down and world leaders from across the globe are saying that this is a sham, as titans of industry and business who would never traditionally support Donald Trump are now saying that our legal system is an absolute joke. I'm talking people like Bill Ackman. I'm talking people like Elon Musk and more. These people are calling out what a joke this is and the fact that all it is doing is rallying support to President Trump's cause. Trump is going to be having a rally in the South Bronx in just 48 hours. The crowd is already starting to grow for that and assemble in the Bronx. And it's amazing that every single place that President Trump travels to, there are thousands of people that spontaneously show up. We talked about yesterday how Biden's motorcade, he rolls through and there's literally zero people. Okay, Biden has no fanfare. Nobody likes him. Nobody cares. And everyone's like, well, that's just because like he doesn't have it. He's just got his head down and he's doing his job. No, let me tell you something. If you're the president of the United States and people love you, they show up. Nobody cares about Biden. He is illegitimate. President Trump, every single place he shows up, this is the crowd. This is the crowd yesterday outside the courthouse. Roll, Frankie. It really is amazing. And that's every single place that he goes. That is the crowd that shows up. Now they're showing up because they realize what a sham this is. Even people like Bill Maher last night, who was on Gutfeld on Fox News, they're admitting they don't like Trump, but they're admitting what a sham this entire case is. The case is an embarrassment. And when cases like this, The Onion, when they get peeled back, you realize just how stupid these bullies are. Yes, they're sinister, and yes, they, you know, have their, you know, fancy, you know, theories, and they got the people on CNN, and they're talking about all this. But eventually, the case breaks down, and this is all they have on the man. Again, all they have on Trump are these flimsy accusations that are getting shredded in real time. And all they've ever had is the star witness, Michael Cohen. And Michael Cohen, we have documented the fact that he has fallen apart. His testimony has fallen apart. And the nail in the coffin, if you will, was brought by Robert Costello, who took the stand as well yesterday. We're going to talk about him in a second and how Judge Mershon freaked out. Now, Robert Costello took the stand at the end of the day, but there was a buildup of Judge Mershon getting really visibly agitated over the course of the daily proceedings. It goes to show you that this case has nothing to do with law and order, and it has everything to do with an activist judge who is getting visibly rattled and shaken that the case is falling apart in real time. It's an embarrassment to him. It's an embarrassment to Alvin Bragg. You know, people on the left are saying, oh, Judge Mershon, the only thing he's ever done with the Democrats is he made a $35 contribution to a Joe Biden in 2020 in which he apologized for or whatever. Okay, yeah, they're leaving out the part where the daughter made millions of dollars. We all know that by now. But this is the way the left is spinning it. So Michael Cohen takes the stand yesterday again. And during the cross-examination, okay, during the continuing questions from Todd Blanche, it comes out that Michael Cohen committed an actual crime, which is worse than any of the crimes that are allegedly to take place here. Even if Michael Cohen was guilty of the crimes in which, you know, many of the crimes, and if Donald Trump was guilty of the crime, none of these crimes pale in comparison to what Michael Cohen had to admit to on the stand, okay, and that is that he stole tens of thousands of dollars from his boss at the time, President Trump. He had to admit it. You tell me, a normal witness, a witness that can be trusted? Frankie, roll this.
Michael Cohen explained this whole thing, quote, that's what was owed, and I didn't feel Mr. Trump deserved the difference. That's a lot different than I stole $60,000 from my boss on the transaction at the heart of this case. And by the way, the fact that he was never charged with larceny is important because stealing $60,000 through fraud, which would be larceny in New York State, is more serious of a crime than falsifying business records.
This is one of those.
So you see right there, and Michael Cohen had already done some prison time for it. And President Trump, it's going to be really revealed in the coming days. It already started to get revealed yesterday that Costello said on the stand that that Michael Cohen said that he, President Trump, truly knew nothing about the case at all, knew nothing about this money, knew nothing about the payment. Now, Michael Cohen clearly, and he had to admit there that he was skimming off the top, that he had skimmed $60,000 because he had a Christmas bonus that was reduced from 150 to 50. And that kind of is in line with what I've been saying on the show the last couple of weeks, is that I know people who worked in the Trump organization and that they basically kept cutting Michael Cohen's salary because they just wanted him to leave. And that kind of was corroborated yesterday. So that's why I got the inside source here, Mike Crispy. But Michael Cohen then was stealing money off the top. So the question is, he admitted to stealing $60,000. How many more tens of thousands of dollars has he stolen? And as he knew he was on the outs with President Trump, as he knew his reputation was taking a free fall nosedive, and he wanted to like get a position in the White House chief of staff or attorney general, things that he in no way was qualified for, nothing he was ever going to even remotely be possibly get. Because again, the evidence shows that Trump, he was not in good favor with Trump because Trump was cutting his salary. He decided to arrange this payment thing on his own volition with Stormy Daniels, corroborated by Costello, who said that Cohen said to him that Trump knew nothing about it. Now, Michael Cohen, everyone's like, oh, Michael Cohen was doing this, you know, act of goodwill, trying to then go to Trump and say, look what I covered up, look what I squashed. But in reality, Michael Cohen had probably skimmed more than $130,000 off the top from some of these dealings and legal expenses reimbursed to Michael Cohen. So was he really like reaching into his own pocket? No, he had stolen the money, and then he uses that stolen money to like do favors of goodwill for Trump, try to get back into his favor and go, oh, look at all the good things I'm doing for you. Okay, because he wanted, in a very desperate attempt, to get one of these jobs in the administration. Now, we're going to break down again the holes in the argument. I'm going to talk about the witness that Judge Mershon would not let testify or would not let testify in a full scope. But before we do that, the case continues to fall apart. Even CNN now is admitting that Alvin Bragg has egg on his face. As a matter of fact, another tidbit from the courtroom is that Alvin Bragg has stopped showing up to the case. Alvin Bragg was showing up every single day to the courtroom proceedings, and over the last couple of days has stopped showing up. Why has he stopped showing up? And that's because the case is an absolute joke. Why has Judge Mershon gone from this stoic person who everyone says is beyond reproach and he's acting all calm? Why has he started to become become visibly rattled and shaken. That's because the case is falling apart in real time. So Alvin Bragg jumps ship. Judge Mershon is left with the bullshit to preside and waste his time over the rest of this case, and it is becoming a mess. Even CNN has to report on it. Frankie, roll this.
Correct. I am quite frankly shocked by what I have just heard. I mean, I can tell you, having worked at DOJ for 7.5 years, you go through training like your first week on the job, and like day two, it's how to handle witnesses and fronting bad facts. And I was listening when we read back the transcript on how the prosecution handled these payments, and it's like they glossed over the fact that this could be considered stealing. And in my mind, I can't figure out why they did that, because they were so meticulous in explaining all of Michael Cohen's other lies in contextualizing this. And this is a lie that cuts at the heart of the evidence in the.
So there is nothing left. The case is falling apart. Now, President Trump's legal team asked for the case essentially to be dismissed, with all the new revelations that transpired yesterday afternoon. And it seems like Mershon is not going to dismiss the case. We know Mershon isn't going to dismiss the case. But you know that he's not going to do that by the way that he treated the star witness for the defense. And that was Robert Costello, who, again, there was a lot of speculation if Costello would testify. For those who are not familiar, Costello is a lawyer that has really been in the New York legal scene for years. I mean, he's been in these courts, as an attorney since really the late 70s and the 80s. So he's a hardened veteran. And the reason that he's involved in this case is because, Michael Cohen had went to him to legally represent him, when a lot of these things were going on in the immediate aftermath when this investigation started. And all the prosecution could say to Robert Costello while he was on the stand was, did you know that, you representing Michael Cohen would get you media attention? And he's like, yeah, I guess so. Okay. But that was the best they had. But Costello then put on an absolute clinic, shredding everybody involved in this case. This was just one piece of the reporting on it. Frankie, roll this.
Costello right now on the witness stand is talking about his conversations with Michael Cohen back in 2018. He described Cohen as manic during those conversations, pacing back and forth. And he just said that Cohen told him during that time that Trump knew nothing about the Stormy Daniels.
So Costello said under oath that Michael Cohen knew nothing, or Michael Cohen said that President Trump knew nothing about the payments. Okay, so Costello corroborates the fact that Michael Cohen is mentally ill, that he was manic, that he was desperate, that he would do everything in power to stay out of jail, including throwing President Trump under the bus. You had a man who was very disgruntled. You had a man who contrived this scheme as he was falling out of favor with President Trump to get back into the saddle. Okay, by arranging this payment with Stormy Daniels. And I'm going to tell you why the payment and why the whole thing just fell apart, with some of the revelations that were made yesterday. But before we do that, Costello is dishing here. Okay, everyone who's in the courtroom that I know is saying that's our guy, because basically Mershon was getting rattled by Costello. Costello was actually staring him down. Literally, think about this, Frankie. Think about just how weak these people are. Mershon literally stopped the proceedings in the court to yell at Costello that he was staring at him. Like, why are you staring at him? This is real, okay? It was reported in the Daily News, left-wing outlet, that Costello was staring at him. And he's like, are you staring me down? Are you trying to menace me? And that Costello would, roll his eyes and, make, some offhanded remarks. And Mershon became so upset by Costello's testimony that it was just so damning with the jury listening to what was going on. Obviously, Michael Cohen admitted to crimes on the stand yesterday morning. But then by yesterday afternoon, Costello was corroborating the fact that, this guy, Michael Cohen, had no credibility. He was suicidal and he was manic, and that he was going to get Trump and that he had fallen out of favor, and that he had told Costello back in 2018 that Trump knew nothing about this, and basically confirming everything that Todd Blanche and the defense had been saying about Michael Cohen after Michael Cohen admitted to crimes worse than any of this could have ever been. And so then Mershon pops, his head explodes, okay, met with his match, Robert Costello, and then he does this. And look how CNN dramatizes the way that Mershon cleared the courtroom. Hilarious. Roll this, Frankie.
Oh, in a raised voice.
Jake, the judge has just cleared the entire courtroom.
Yeah.
It appears that now this has escalated to a security concern, and the overflow is cut. We're not getting any more information. I mean, the fact that this has escalated to this.
So there was no security concern whatsoever. There was no concern. I know people who were in that courtroom yesterday. Andrew Giuliani, friend of the show, was in the courtroom. Paul Ingrazia, friend of the show, was in the courtroom. Okay, and there was no security concern. Mershon got very upset at the way that Costello was really skewering the entire prosecution, the way that he was staring Mershon down, and like all of these autocratic psychopaths in the third world justice system could not stand, okay, the truth and the power that he was bringing to this weak, feckless man here, and that he just popped and cleared out the courtroom. Now, here's where the whole situation becomes damning, and here's where you know this is a third world election interference driven show trial, okay? So Costello testifies, Costello skewers the entire thing. The defense wanted to call a expert from the FEC. The FEC is the Federal Election Commission. Wanted to call an expert from the FEC. Now, this expert from the FEC was not allowed to testify in full scope. Okay, so Mershon sharply limited what Trump's planned expert witness could testify about. Trump's defense team wanted to call election law expert Brad Smith to testify about federal campaign finance law. Mershon said, we cannot have an expert testify on federal campaign finance law because in the court of law, the judge is supposed to be the expert on how the law is interpreted. Now think about it. This is a state court judge. What does he know about the FEC, the Federal Election Commission? Now the Federal Election Commission and the specific statute in which this case is tried under is so complex that even Antonin Scalia, former Supreme Court Justice, had said on the record that this was too complex for him to fully understand. So how is state court judge Mershon in full understanding of this? Now, they wouldn't let Brad Smith testify, even though he was an official at the FEC, and Mershon knows nothing about the FEC. It doesn't even make sense that this case is in state court when it's a matter of the FEC, the Federal Election Commission. And Brad Smith also, I mean, I was looking at his ex post. Brad Smith also said the most damning piece of this entire case, the whole thing that makes it fall apart in real time, was that, again, I know this because I've run for Congress, and Congress falls under the scope of the FEC with reporting deadlines. So the same presidential reporting deadlines, same deadlines and reporting structure of congressional candidates. And here is what Brad Smith would have said that he wasn't allowed to say because Mershon was limiting everything he could basically say. So then he just couldn't testify. It would have been a waste of time. That this whole case is predicated on Trump instructed Cohen to falsify the records and dummy them up because he didn't want it to come out during the campaign, that he basically did it to manipulate the outcome of the campaign. But when you look at the payment records, okay, of when any of this was done to Stormy Daniels, again, Trump didn't even know about any of it, so that vindicates him right there. But the second piece of evidence here that totally vindicates Trump is that if you look at the payment records in relation to the reporting structure in the FEC, is that when the payments were made, okay, the payments were made well before the reporting deadline of when this would have even have had to have been reported. So what I mean by that is Trump would have already been the president-elect by the time this would have even have had to have been reported in the FEC. So if Trump was going to, again, they say that Trump's motive was all campaign related, anybody could have told Trump right there that was advising him, hey, Mr. President, you can pay this any which way you want. It doesn't matter because, again, paying hush money is not a crime, but you could pay this any which way you want because, again, reporting on the FEC is on like a scheduled basis, which is like several months in between these deadlines. The reporting deadline wasn't until December. President Trump was going to be the president-elect in November. Okay, so if it was all about the election and the payment wouldn't have had to have been disclosed any single way you wanted to classify it until December, well, then why would if Trump went through all the trouble to dummy up the way in which it was classified? People say, oh, well, then it was, you know, because he wanted to hide it from Melania. Okay, well, that's not a crime. Again, none of this is true because Trump didn't know about it. But that's not a crime. So that just totally pokes the death blow hole into the prosecution's argument right there. The payment was made in October before the election. I think it was the end of October. Cohen paid Stormy Daniels. Cohen doesn't know shit about election law. Okay, and this is what Brad Smith would have testified. That he, Michael Cohen, made the payment in October. But if you were covering it up for the election, in which the prosecution claims, it wouldn't have mattered because none of this reporting would have come out under federal election commission law until December, well after the election. So he would have won and it would have been over. It would have been the president-elect. Nobody would have found out about it. Case closed on every single level. This is a sick joke. And I'm telling you, when President Trump wins this case, because like at this point, he's going to win the case. I'm pretty sure he's going to win this case, unless we really have a third world country. And people need to be held accountable who brought this, because this is disgusting. The world is laughing at this absolute joke. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Dishing.
Frankie. Are we coming prepared today on the show?
I mean,
we got federal election commission law here. We got FEC law. We're dishing.
We got the receipts.
I mean, come on, guys. Come on. Ah. How can you not love it? So, listen, I appreciate everybody tuning in. I thank you all for watching. It's a great show today. President Trump is winning bigly, and there is nothing the radical left can do about it. And listen, we're winning bigly on the show today because we got a great audience, very appreciative of it. And we thank everybody who's complimenting the outfit selection today. We got Seersucker. Now, they say Seersucker is Memorial Day to Labor Day, so Memorial Day is right upon us. And so, you know, breaking out the seersucker. The only people who could really wear seersucker, you know, with impunity are myself and Roger Stone on the air. And anybody else who does it is copying us. So we thank everybody who is commending the show today, who was in the live chat. A lot of love in the live chat today. We thank you all very much. We appreciate Lola for showing up to work today. Frank, you got that Lola cam going?
Yeah, she's sleeping.
Show the people like Lola. Lola! Lola's looking very cute. We appreciate that. Thank you very much, Lola, for showing up. And I want to tell you guys about our sponsors. And our first sponsor of the broadcast today are our friends on over at iTarget Pro. Guys, head over to itargetpro.com right now and use promo code CRISPY when you shop for 10% off your order. Because here is the thing. You need to be able to protect your home now more than ever. Mentally ill, illegal vermin, okay, are running rampant in the streets, and they're even right now invading homes at record levels. I hear, especially in states like Arizona and Nevada, really anywhere where they're dumping migrants, you have a surge of home burglaries, and response times with the police are at an all-time high. So the question is, how are you able to defend your home? You have to be able to defend your home now more than ever, and that is why I recommend the iTarget Pro. The iTarget Pro is a laser firearm home training system. You take a bullet, okay, laser bullet, it loads into the chamber of your firearm, and you're able to dry fire, okay, into the target or the cubes. It syncs up with the app, and you're able to track your accuracy in real time. It's an amazing revolutionary product, and right now, if you go to itargetpro.com and use promo code CRISPY, you will get 10% off your order today. Guys, be ready, okay? Be ready. Save money on ammo. You don't have to go to the gun range. It is such an easy, fast, and quick thing to use. It's great for kids if they're learning how to handle firearms and shoot. It's great for you to practice in your own home. Okay, chances are you're practicing in your own home. It's an amazing product. We're happy to have them as a sponsor. iTargetPro.com, promo code CRISPY. Let's go. Okay, and now a word from our next sponsor. And it is going to be, Frankie, Done With Debt. How about that, Frankie? Done With Debt. Okay, they're called debt traps, everybody. And the debt trap you're caught in probably isn't your fault. You didn't cause inflation. You didn't set the gas prices. You didn't make the credit card companies jack up the interest rates. The thing is, the debt trap will destroy your life if you don't get out from under it now. The only company that I recommend is Done With Debt. Done With Debt are brilliant debt relief strategists. First, they stand between you and your bill collectors. Then they negotiate a plan to get you out of debt permanently, without bankruptcy, without taking out loans. But listen, some of these strategies are time sensitive, so you need to contact Done With Debt right now. I'm talking like today. This could not be any easier. Get a free consultation, see what you're dealing with, talk to them, and they'll explain a strategy to get you out of debt faster than you ever thought possible. Just go to donewithdebt.com right now. It's donewithdebt.com right now. Donewithdebt.com right now. Let's go, Frankie.
Let's go. And I don't know if you saw the chat, but you got a outfit hype up from Mrs. Producer Frankie. So, you know, Sabrina's out there. When she tells you you're looking good, wow, you know you're looking good, Mike.
Wow. We know Sabrina. We know Sabrina is a style icon in her own right. So we appreciate that. Thank you very much. People are asking, Frankie, we know Frankie's engaged. Frankie is going to be tying the knot in the coming months, right? You know, Frankie's going to be having a wedding very soon.
Yes, I am.
Going to be a married man. So, guys, big time, big moves being made on the show.
Big moves.
You know, if you're part of the Mike Crispy Unafraid Orbit, you just win. You just continuously win, 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 win. So we thank you. Thank you, Sabrina. Thank you for that very much. I definitely appreciate everybody in the chat. We got Vintage Little Gal. Like I said, Mrs. Producer Frankie in the chat. Log 23, always in the chat. We love you, Log 23. Oh, Amanda Collins. Listen, we appreciate you very much. And I have a very special shout out for Amanda Collins. Tomorrow, Amanda Collins' son, Caden, is graduating elementary school, middle school, I don't know, but with honors, okay? Honor roll.
Oh, let's
going go. To, I can't read all this right now, but Amanda Collins, congrats on your son's graduation. Perfect grades. We know, obviously, the kid's going to grow up to be a governor or a president or many things, okay? Because we know Amanda Collins is an amazing parent, an amazing person. And everyone wants photos. Everyone wants photos of Frankie's wedding.
Oh, I will throw them up there.
Of me and Trump. Of course. So listen, guys, if you want PDF printout copies of any photos, okay, we got people making the requests for the photos of me and Trump. We got people with the Frankie requests. Just email us, mike@mikecrispy.com, guys. Feel free to get in touch, mike@mikecrispy.com. Get in touch with us, and we will email you anything you want, really. So we appreciate that. We thank you all for your support. And guys, drop a comment below. Drop comments below. I love it. Log 23. Is Log 23 trolling or what? Hey, Frankie, can I be your best man in your wedding?
Sorry. Log.
You got to give Log 23. You got to give Log 23 the props for just, you
legend.
Know. How about this? Bad Call Ripley. This is garbage MAGA clickbait. I'm always seeing this Bad Call Ripley guy in the comments.
Shall
know,
I mute him
on me,
or shall I?
And
keep
it's just
him?
Like, buddy, no. In the comments, well, keep him. I love it because it just shows what a worthless life this guy's living. And I always say this whenever there's the trolls in the comments. It's like, what are you doing? Are you making money by doing these troll comments? Are you influencing anybody's opinion by making these troll comments? The answer is no. You're a loser. This is not what your ancestors intended you to be doing. Think back five generations. These people were busting their ass to beat the bubonic plague, okay, and the regime they were living under in some foreign distant land. They're struggling. They're going through the wilderness. They're working factory jobs to make it in America. And all you resulted in your family's bloodline was a shitpost commenter on Mike Crispy's stream. Loser! You're an eternal loser, okay? You blew it. Everybody in your bloodline worked so hard to get you to this point, and you don't owe it. You owe it to them to be the best version of yourself, and all you resulted in being is a shit poster on a Mike Crispy stream. Your life is literally worthless, okay?
This
Arizona
probably...
Bridge is open. You can go jump. You can go jump, okay?
This kid's okay? probably 12 point, years old.
You know? It's like... Just, it's like you'd be more valuable as food for the fish if you jumped off the Verrazano Bridge. That is a shit poster on my stream, okay? I mean, that's your little hard reality. Bad Call Ripley. Okay. All right. Let's go, Frankie.
And shout out to Rumble for line, constantly actually. Freezing. We love you, Rumble. Figure it out. I pray. Please, figure it out.
Oh, we love.
It's not me. All right. On in.
Oh, man.
Freezing it's again on me. I refresh it 30 times. Frank. On in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. Now, here is the latest on the Biden regime freefall. I contend to tell you guys that I believe right now that Biden's rapidly declining, not by the week, not by the month, but by the hour. At this point, Biden's mental state has gone so bad, so sideways, that I don't know by the hour if he will be able to make it to the next day. It is now reported from the USA Today, okay, that they are saying that Joe Biden must drop out of this race in order to save the country from Trump. USA Today, not a small publication, a reliably left-wing psychopathic publication, is saying that in order to save America, Biden must drop out. Now, I'm seeing people starting to, in the wake of that, to float the theory. I'm seeing people doing it on social media. I'm seeing people starting to do it on other networks and other shows. And you know what they're saying, Frankie? They're like, well, this is maybe going to be Michelle Obama. Oh, welcome to the party. Welcome to the party. Roger Stone wasn't saying that last year into January. I see people, again, not people that I have any bone to pick with, but it's just like they're like saying, oh, well, you know, maybe he's going to get swapped out of the convention for Michelle Obama. Listen, Michelle Obama has said she is not going to run. Okay, she said she's not going to run, but that doesn't mean that she couldn't be nominated at the DNC.
That doesn't mean she won't walk,
I
Mike.
Still believe it will happen. It doesn't mean she won't walk, and it doesn't mean she won't humbly and graciously accept the honor. Oh, she doesn't want it, Mike. She doesn't want it. Here's the thing. She's not doing a Netflix special and a book tour and an Oprah documentary and all this other bullshit if she was interested in a nice, quiet private life, okay? So a lot of people are talking about Michelle Obama right now. Just know we were one of the first people to talk about it, and that is because, really, Roger was the first person to put that out. So whenever I see people start to talk about it, just know that we were on the forefront and we called it, and I believe right now when you see the left wing starting to talk about it right now, I believe that that tells you that we are inching closer to a confirmation of our theory. Now, I talk about Biden not being able to make it by the hour. Yesterday on the show, we documented and we showed a side-by-side of the very obviously and evident manipulation going on with Joe Biden. Now, when I mean obvious and evident manipulation, here's the deal. Joe Biden's eyes are either being CGI, AI manipulated in a broadcast, okay, to make him look awake because he's probably painfully straining his eyes. It's something that he very frequently does. Or he was hopped up on methamphetamines and his eyes were bugging open, not blinking for 4 minutes straight. And everybody wants to call me a big-time conspiracy theorist for that. My answer to you is I will pay you $5,000 if you can meet me anywhere and not blink on camera for 4 minutes straight. I'll give you $5,000. Write to the show, email me, mike@mikecrispy.com. And if you want to show up to the studio, producer Frankie will flip the record button on. And if you cannot blink, we'll super zoom in on your face. And if you cannot blink for 4 minutes straight, we will give you $5,000. You can't do it. Okay, but they'll still call me a conspiracy theorist for saying that an 82-year-old man, okay, who's had two brain surgeries, okay, he's has this amazing feat where he is immune to blinking. Are you kidding me? It's a joke. Now, Joe Biden continues to show that he is not fit to debate. They will hop him up on drugs. They will limit the applause lines. They will try to time it up perfectly in an hour and a half so they can get the drug dosage right. Because when the drug dosage is wearing off, and this is what Trump has been talking about over the last couple of days, when the drug dosage is wearing off, this is what you see with Biden. Again, we're on the brink right now of simultaneous world wars, and we have hostages right now that are being held overseas. And Biden is so out of it, has no clue what's going on. You would think that a very important accomplishment, Frankie, of rescuing hostages in a foreign land, that Biden at the very least would know who's rescued and who's not rescued, if we got him or if we don't got him. And the answer is Biden, with any shred of evidence that we could see, has no clue. Exhibit A. Biden slurring and stammering in the address that he gave yesterday, not knowing anything about hostages, saying that they're with them in the audience today, but then correcting himself because he sees he misreads it and says they're not with him today. So let me get this straight. You think that usually, like Frankie, if somebody gets rescued as a hostage, don't they usually meet the president maybe like before the ceremony and the president talks to them? The president has a personal meeting with them. Like Biden is kind of like has a direct one-on-one conversation, or any president would have a direct one-on-one conversation with any like very monumental individual who was rescued from a war zone. And then the president would have the mental wherewithal to go, that person is with us today. It goes to show you that Biden has no clue what's going on and that he isn't in on any of this stuff. Behind the scenes, he is not in on any of this stuff. And it's clear because he doesn't even know if the rescued hostage is in the White House, on the grounds of the White House on the day. This is Exhibit A. Roll, Frankie.
My administration is working around the clock to free the remaining hostages, just as we have freed hostages already. And here with us today is Hirsch Goldberg Poland, and still, he is not here with us, but he's still being held by Hamas.
Okay, so Biden doesn't know about this individual. And he literally goes, he's here with us today. And then he goes, oh, no, wait, he's not with us here today. And then the left wing will still go, well, that's just his speech impediment. No, he's trying to read words. He's completely detached on what's going on the policy, both foreign and domestic. And he doesn't know if the hostage is rescued. So he's just straining and reading. And it's clear he doesn't know if the hostage is rescued. And it's clear that he's not engaging in any of these negotiations because he doesn't know the most basic thing. Again, if he had met with this hostage beforehand, like any other president would when a hostage is rescued, well, then he would not get that wrong in the teleprompter, don't you think? But the left will continue to deny reality and act like he's a normal candidate for president. This is the last hope of the Democrat Party. Now, when I say hope, they're done. But this is all they have left. LGBT black women. That's the last line of their constituency at this point, okay? It's all they got left. Black men are done with the party. Even black women, okay? Amber Rose just endorsed President Trump yesterday. You see that? You see that? No. You guys can look up Amber Rose. Amber Rose endorsed President Trump yesterday. So we got black women. Cardi B said she's not going, okay, for Biden, released yesterday. So you got two prominent, Nicki Minaj is about, so all these prominent black women are done with Trump, I mean with Biden, saying they're either going to vote for Trump or not vote for Biden at all, a protest vote. And black men, it's now shown that one in three black men are going for Trump. So the only constituency that Biden has left is LGBT non-binary individuals that are checking every single box. And they're acting like on national TV that they have this big constituency of 15 million non-binary trans black freaks that are going to come out and save the day for Biden. Really, this is fake news. Roll it, Frankie.
This is something that people can be excited about. We have identified 75 million equality voters across this country that prioritize LGBTQ plus issues when deciding who to vote for. 75 million. I mean, that's equivalent to the number of total voters in all the swing states combined. So our job and what we're seeking to do through the We Show Up campaign is to turn them out to the polls, to make it clear exactly what's at stake, how scary and devastating a second Trump term would be, and make sure that they have the information and tools that they need to get out the vote. We don't have to wonder about what a second presidential term for Donald Trump would look like because he has already shown us and he continues to tell us. I mean, your last clip just showed that so clearly. Not only that, Project 2025 says out loud that they're coming after marriage equality. I mean, he's really seeking to roll back the rights that we've gained not only the last 20 or 40 years, but over the last 100. So this campaign is about reminding voters about that reality.
How much should they pay that pawn right there? All right, we got think about them in the war room. We got nothing left. The black men are done. The black women are done. We got it. Black, non-binary, LGBT, and we're going to come up with some dummy stat that there's 15 million of these people, which is the collective voting block of the difference and margin in all the swing states. Really? 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 Okay. It's a joke. President Trump is coming for marriage equality. Yeah, President Trump is considering making Rick Grenell a Secretary of State, who would be the first openly gay Secretary of State ever. it's like all these things. And then, like, if you talk about these facts, okay, facts, that Trump is putting people into positions based on merit, And then they just go, well, it's just a, it's actually just a scheme by Trump. He's putting this, you know, gay person as this possible Secretary of State as a, you know, as throwing, you know, chum to the bait. Like, it's like, you know, it's bait. It's not real. It's an appeasement of his real dark, sinister plan. The guy who was president for 4 years. What did he do? People have already seen it. Did he do any of that stuff? It's a joke. It's a fundamental joke. That's what they're saying. And then they're simultaneously convincing you or trying to convince you that this is real. Okay, that people support this. Dem residents object to new illegal immigrant housing being made in former Massachusetts prison. Frankie, can it get any more obvious what their goal and their agenda here is in the Great Replacement? They are looking to take prisons. They're clearing out prisons because they have created a more lawless society where they want people out of the jails. And they're then taking the jails and making the jails migrant encampment centers. They'll then have their Obama bucks given to them. They'll then have their voting rights given to them. They'll then have their debit cards given to them. And they will stay in the jails, okay? And they'll stay in the military barracks. And they'll even stay in the homes of people who volunteer it. And people believe that these policies are going to be voted on favorably by the rank-and-file black voters, really, or anybody? It's a fundamental joke. They're not even trying to win over any constituency at this point. Then the mental ill lobby, which is what you saw previously in that clip, and the illegal immigrants in which they are trying to get to register to vote and incentivize to vote and cheat the system with these fake ID numbers and go register. Yes, Frankie.
Mike, I don't know if you saw this, but I watched a video of a lady in L.A., I believe, or a part of California, and she is in the car, a nice car. I don't know if it was a Mercedes, a Range Rover, whatever it was. This lady is on the phone with 911, and there's a, you know, a deranged, psychopathic, you know, black woman that's knocking on the door trying to get her to come out and fight her. And she's trying to call the cops, and she's literally on, you know, hi, this is the LAPD. You are on hold. We have too much of an influx of phone calls right now. Please wait. And she's on hold with 911. And the lady's like ready to kill her. It's like they're going to empty out the prisons too. I mean, what is we're screwed.
Frankie, do you know right now NYPD recruitment is at an all-time low? All-time ever. And do you know that the rate of shedding, I think it's they lose 200 cops every single month, I think it is at this point. They're losing 200 cops a month. I think that's the figure.
Who's surprised?
It's like they're just done. They're just. And again, how can you blame the cops? They're just like, I'm not going to do this. This is garbage. So they're just done. They're wiping their hands of it. That is the modern day Democrat Party. And then you come to the candidacy of RFK Jr. And RFK Jr. here, people are saying, is a candidate that is going to help Biden. I don't think so. You can put this on screen, Frankie. RFK Jr. says he would give black farmers $5 billion in reparations, despite ruling that it's unconstitutional. So there was a ruling in the courts, and I think we might have talked about it on the show, where the reparation stuff was struck down because it was unconstitutional to give farmers money to boost up their businesses based on their race, okay? So that was unconstitutional. RFK says he supports it. Black voters are really showing in real time that they don't care about reparations. They want equality. They want the opportunity to be equal. So that's happening in real time. And then on recent polling right now, Frankie, did you see the recent New Hampshire poll? The recent New Hampshire poll is a dead heat between Trump and Biden, with RFK Jr. collecting about 13 to 14% of the vote. So you tell me, New Hampshire is usually a state that goes 5 to 10 points to the Democrats. So RFK Jr., yeah, he's taking from both, I guess. But when it's a dead heat between Trump and Biden, that means that he's taking more from Biden. And it spells disaster for Biden. And as more people are breaking away from the Democrat Party, we are seeing in real time RFK Jr.'s candidacy again. I don't know what the intent of it is fully, but we are seeing in real time it taking more from Biden. It is a good sign of things to come. We're winning. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Unbelievable. What an idiot.
All right, RFK Frankie. How we doing?
We're RFK doing,
is really, he's free falling. All right, guys, I want to tell you about our sponsors as we continue to roll. Wow, we got the old graphic there. What's going on with that, Frankie?
What?
Wait, you see that? You can look at that. Look at the logo. Oh, there you go. So I want to tell you guys about our sponsors of the broadcast. That's like, just surprising. I want to tell you about the sponsors of our broadcast. We continue to roll on here. And our next sponsor of the program are our good friends on over at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, head on over to goldwithcrispy.com right now. That is goldwithcrispy.com right now. And get in touch with our friends and over at Genesis Gold Group. Okay, if you have been considering diversifying your investments, your dollars, your 401k, which right now relies on paper dollars, you see what they do to paper dollars. What are you waiting for? If you haven't done it yet, what are you waiting for? Again, Genesis Gold Group specializes in working with grassroots patriots like you. Okay, you don't have to, you know, have like a huge sum of money. Just diversify and hedge your assets. Okay, so they can't manipulate your net worth so drastically with these inflation numbers. Genesis Gold Group, okay, has low transparent fee pricing structure that the other gold companies, the other mainstream gold companies usually are, you know, kind of not so good on. They are a faith-based company of great people. They are the gold company of Mike Lindell, the great Mike Lindell. So, guys, goldwithcrispy.com is the site. And if you go to the website right now and drop them a line, they will have a member of the team get in touch with you very, very quickly. And you will be on your way to diversifying your assets with Genesis Gold Group. Drop them a line. Get in touch with them. Genesis Gold Group. Okay, goldwithcrispy.com, the official gold company of Mike Lindell. Great patriots over there. They do a great job. Do not let the paper dollar, okay, which your 401k is invested in right now, be the reason that they continue to chip away at your net worth and your wealth. Inflation is real. There's never been a better time to invest with gold. Goldwithcrispy.com. Drop them a line. Just talk to them and check them out, and you will not be sorry. All right, Frankie, the next sponsor of our show today are our friends on over at Sweetamine. Guys, head on over to mysweetamine.com/Mike right now and get in touch with them. Sweetamine is an amazing product. It is a revolutionary product because it is a glycine supplement. Now, you're probably saying, what is glycine? Now, if you have inflammation in your body, now inflammation causes joint pains and aches and even a lot of chronic underlying conditions. It's all caused by a lack of glycine in the diet. Usually people get glycine by having bones and ligaments eating these things, okay? Humans used to eat these things in the diet. Now they do it no longer. So the solution is to get Sweetamine, a glycine supplement. Now you probably are already buying a sweetener, okay, out there, Sweet and Low and Equal, some bullshit like that. It has aspartame. It's not good for you. What if I told you you can get glycine in your diet and a beautiful, nice-tasting sweetener? Guys, Sweetamine is the answer, okay? It is an amazing product. It's $19.95 for a big, nice, beautiful carton of it, and you'll get $5 off your order with promo code Mike. That is mysweetamine.com, promo code Mike, mysweetamine.com, promo code Mike. You will notice the difference. You will feel amazing. A lot of chronic underlying conditions you can fend off, and aches and joint pains and all these other things will be eradicated with Sweetamine. Let's go, baby, mysweetamine.com/Mike. All right, Frankie, how about you talk to the chat for a quick minute, my friend?
I'd be honored.
And show them Lola.
Lola, I got you. And speaking of Lola, I see the questions and I see, will Lola be the ring bearer? And that's funny because Lola was going to be the ring bearer. However, we had to change things up. We weren't originally going to be having the wedding at a church, but now that we are having it at a church, there's, you know, there's a no dog policy. So Lola will be there in spirit. She's not happy about it. Louis had his tux ready to go. Lola had her bow ready to go. Unfortunately, she won't be there, though. She's okay with it, though. We talked. Also, I see Big Mike is... who said this about Big Mike? Someone said Big Mike's voice is... Oh, there we go. Dre 1080. Big Mike is a horrible speaker, like nails on a chalkboard. I'll do you one better. You know who has the worst voice for public speaking? Barack Obama. Do you guys remember, like, the way that he pronounces the S's? It's like... Shh, shh. It, like, cuts, like... like through my brain, and it's every second he has that like whistle that becomes his S's become a whistle. When he was president, I couldn't even listen to his speeches because I literally could not deal with that hitting my brain.
That's his Kenyan accent. Did you guys know that people from Kenya? That's their accent. So listen, everybody, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank you guys for watching. What a beautiful crowd today. We have a beautiful crowd.
Beautiful.
Really great crowd, actually, Frankie. Great crowd for a Tuned Up Tuesday. We're just doing great. So guys, a couple of quick things. Make sure you are subscribed, okay, to rumble.com/crispy. If you want to watch this show in the replay, we've started broadcasting this show at nighttime, all night long. All night long. There you go. I'm all singing. So guys, if you want to go, rumble.com/crispy, subscribe to that channel. We are going to be running the replay of the show every single night. of this broadcast. If you want to watch it later, if you want to send it to a friend, it's a great place to watch the broadcast. So go do that and make sure you're rumbling this video. Make sure you're sharing the stream and please support our sponsors and people who love Last Call. We thank everybody who showed all the love for Last Call this past week. We're going to be back with Last Call this Saturday. We're working on the new show. And you guys know we got some very, very exciting things cooking up for you. We love doing the show. So thank you all very much for the support. We got an amazing live chat chatting right now. Mary Alm, ZBM, 212 City Kitty. It really is a great, 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 great chat. And guys, do me a favor and drop some comments below. How about this? Reply to Bad Call Ripley. Can we get some replies to Bad Call Ripley? Okay, the shit talker. Americans for Freedom says, looking pretty sharp, Mike. Guys, do me a favor and drop some comments below of how you think my outfit is going today, okay? So there you go. We love that. We love that. So, okay, let's roll right back into it, Frankie.
Let's rock. We are on good vibes today, huh? Great vibes. Five.
Great vibes.
Four, three, two, one.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here coming live from New York. Now, we continue to keep tabs on what is going on with President Trump's vice presidential sweepstakes. And, you know, it is really interesting how we're coming down to the wire in many respects. I mean, it is kind of wild, Frankie. Today is May 21st, and the RNC convention is July 15th that kicks off. Now, you guys know that yours truly will be there, and I look forward to being there. And actually, I look forward to doing really what I think is going to be some historic podcasts from the from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, because again, I'm a delegate. I'm going to be there, going to be mixing it up. I'm going to be having some very exciting meetings with some people who are going to be very involved in, you know, the good side of the RNC, the pro-Trump side of the RNC. I can't give any information yet, but I'm going to be having some very good meetings with some very influential people who are on Trump's side. I'll be meeting with them this week and doing some other things. So again, I can't give too much information, but you guys always know. I always got some things up my sleeve. Last time I gave some teasers, I ended up speaking at the Trump rally. So I got some things in store for the RNC. We're starting to lay the groundwork for that right now, me and my team. And it is going to be very exciting. So Trump's vice presidential pick is really going to have to come in the next month and a half. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. And as it comes down to the wire, names we continue to hear floating are really doing their late stage auditions, you could call it. And I want to roll you guys some clips because I want you guys to just take in what they're saying and how they're auditioning and what they're doing right now. Just listen to some of these. We're going to roll three things here. Now, I think Elise Stefaniak is the third tier here, but Rubio and J.D. Vance have continued to pop up as like actually front-running candidates. Now, this is J.D. Vance over the weekend on Face the Nation. Does it sound like he wants vice president role, Frankie?
I don't necessarily buy the premise there, Margaret. If you apply tariffs, really what it is you're saying that we're going to penalize you for using slave labor in China and importing that stuff in the United States. What you end up doing is you end up making more stuff in America, in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, and in Michigan.
That did not happen in the Trump administration, though.
Well, it actually did happen in the Trump administration, Margaret.
You did have
significant onshoring. You had significant increases in people investing in factory construction. But it takes time, Margaret, and that's one of the reasons why I think that we need a second term of President Trump is this stuff is not going to happen overnight. The American heartland wasn't destroyed in 4 years. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be rebuilt in 4 years, but you really need to double down on this policy of bringing good jobs back to the heartland and, more importantly, making stuff in America.
Okay. So that is a message of economic nationalism. We like it. And you know what? Again, people are saying J.D. Vance might not be a bad pick. I like J.D. Vance. Again, J.D. Vance is a guy who, you know, if you look back and peel back the onion, he had said things that were critical of Trump like way back when. Again, I don't like that because, again, I'm a day one supporter of Trump. But he's been pretty good on the economic nationalism and he's become a good ally to Trump. Now, he is still in his first term as a senator, so I think he does have a future. I think he wants to have a future.
Lost some weight,
you know,
there.
I like J.D. Vance as the pick. I'm not totally crazy. J.D. Vance has lost some weight, too.
It's looking
So, J.D., and that's usually a sign that somebody wants, you know, some type of higher office. So, J.D. Vance is in contention. I'm just showing you the clips. People are saying right now that Mike Crispy, no matter who Trump picks, Mike Crispy should be the press secretary. That might not be a bad idea, okay? Or at least give me Scaramucci's job that he had. Remember when he lasted for one day? I can at least last more than one day, okay? It's like, so now Marco Rubio, okay, is another pick. And a lot of people don't like Rubio. And again, I'm not a big Rubio because again, little Marco, okay, he was an amnesty guy, okay? And there were other things on him, globalism. So, but Marco Rubio, they say he's in contention for it. This is Marco Rubio over the weekend as well vying for it. Roll this, Frankie.
Will you accept the election results of 2024 no matter what happens, Senator? No matter what happens? No, if it's an unfair election, I think it's going to be contested by either side.
Senator, no matter who wins.
I think you're asking the wrong person. The Democrats are the ones that have opposed every Republican victory since 2000. Every single one. It's Hillary
Clinton. No Democrat has refused to concede. Hillary Clinton conceded. Senator, will you accept the election
results? Hillary Clinton said the election was stolen from her and that Trump was illegitimate. Kamala Harris agreed.
We have Democrats now. Senator, she conceded the election.
She said that Trump was illegitimate. She said that the election had been stolen. Kamala Harris agreed. By the way, there are Democrats serving in Congress today who in 2004 voted not to certify the Ohio electors because they said those machines had been tampered with. And you have Democrats now saying they won't certify 2024 because Trump is an insurrectionist and ineligible to hold office. So you need to ask them. I think you've had have you ever asked a Democrat this question on your show?
Senator?
I bet you you've never asked a Democrat that question.
Senator, you voted to certify the 2020 election, and here is what you said on that day that you voted to certify the 2020 election.
Yeah. Democracy is held together by people's confidence in the election and their willingness to abide by its results.
So by your own definition,
Marco Rubio holding strong there on the election question. And now, last but not least, Elise Stefaniak, who is probably the lowest on my list. Okay, Elise Stefaniak wants it. I didn't really like the way that she handled this. I didn't think she actually handled it well. Roll this, Frankie.
They say you called him a whack job at one point. They add this. In August 2015, she told a New York radio station that he was insulting to women and that his candidacy would hurt the party's efforts to attract female voters. According to her former friends, they continue, she thought Mr. Trump was too awful and ridiculous to be taken seriously. Her revisionism still shocks those who have known her the longest and who remember the disdain she expressed for Mr. Trump back then. So the question is when... More importantly, why did you change your mind about President Trump?
Well, Shannon, it's a disgrace that you would quote the New York Times with nameless, faceless,
but they're quoting your
sources.
Friends, so I'm giving you a chance
to respond to Shannon, they're not quoting my friends. Those names are not included because they are false smears. I was attacked as the only Republican from NATO.
Okay, all right. Elise Stefaniak, whenever they call... Like people, again, Shannon Bream is not like, you know, some radical leftist. Now, again, she's not like, you know, super MAGA, but it's like, you're going to, I hate when they water down, this is like a new phenomenon. The Elise Stefaniaks and the Kristi Noems, they water down the fake news term, okay, with people who are just like quoting things that like, it was there. She literally said it. So I don't like Stefaniak for it. Never did. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap the show. Do not go anywhere. All right, everybody, we're doing great. We love you all. We appreciate you guys. Make sure you guys check out the LFA TV store, lfatv.us right now, lfatv.us right now. And without further ado, Frankie, let's roll right back into it.
Oh, you're doing so good on time. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And that's about all the time that we have on the show today. We did not get to... the news about Jack Smith and Judge Cannon in Florida. We will talk about that tomorrow because I have a lot to say about it. But we had a lot to say about the courtroom proceedings. Listen. Slicing and dicing, FEC law. I mean, who else, baby? Who else wears the seersucker? Who else brings the cutest dog into the studio? You guys know it. You guys know we do. We thank you all for supporting. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. And you better believe we're just getting started. That's right. We got a country to save. We thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you back live tomorrow.